My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Time to get into the Junks sports page brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. Need a quick burst of energy? Who doesn't need that? Grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot for steady energy and long-lasting focus. Sip on a refreshing 12-ounce can. Find both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code JUNKIES. You get 10% off. And remember, Don't Sleep makes you great.
You know what Dee's been doing for me lately?
I don't.
She's sitting there on her phone in bed, and I'm flopping around like a fish trying to fall asleep.
Yep.
She just, unbeknownst to me, she just started playing. I wasn't really paying attention. She started playing like sleep music. And she's been doing it for like a week or two, and she swears that I'm sleeping better.
Is it like white noise, or is it actually
it's
like
not white noise? It's like just tunes. Like some sort of like soothing tune.
Soothing, yeah. Like new age music to kind of put you to sleep.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And so she hasn't even verbalized it to me. She's just quietly just playing it in the background.
Yeah.
And unwittingly, it's working.
Kind of shockingly, my wife had always been kind of anti, like, white noise. But I think the fact that my goofy sleep apnea machine.
Yeah. Well, that's white noise.
The fan beside the bed.
Yeah.
And now she's augmenting it with either, like, white noise out of her phone or... Taylor Swift piano tunes to put me to sleep.
She's doing the same thing.
No, they're like piano versions, no lyrics, no singing. Of the Taylor Swift's top 50 songs.
Gotcha.
Telling you, it's butt soothing.
All right,
it works.
All right.
Now, just look at the bags. You wouldn't realize it works, but I think it's working. I'm with you.
Yeah, it's amazing. Look at our wives taking care of us.
It's fantastic. I need as much white noise as possible to get to sleep.
I just need the ashwagandha gummies and the melatonin.
Yeah.
I'm good.
The ashwagandha gummies. Sure. Sure.
That's what it is.
All right, I'm just teasing you.
Yeah, it's ashwagandha. I don't know what it does. It just relaxes you.
Sure.
But
evens you out.
And then you take a couple of melatonins.
Perfect.
Out, 30 minutes out.
Love it.
Outie.
Yeah, everybody needs a sleep
routine. And, of course, the 5 fans.
Yeah, that certainly helps.
I don't even want to know what my electric bill is going to be because 5 fans have been rolling for like 6 weeks straight and haven't turned them off.
Yeah.
Even during the day when we're not up there, they're running.
Because you don't turn on the AC.
No, the AC runs too, but I don't know.
The AC runs like 78 or something.
I don't know. We just kind of forget to turn them off and they just run.
You're going to cringe when you get that
bill. The ceiling fan literally runs 24 hours.
Yeah. It's all right. You'll be all right. You can afford it. You're rich.
Yeah, right.
All right, what do you got?
I will be when my daughter graduates. I'll be rich.
Yeah.
All right, so Commanders' first day of training camp yesterday. Kind of. Actually, 23rd, the veterans reported, but they were all on the field yesterday. I was thinking about going over to camp tomorrow, but I was texting the PR guy.
Right.
And I said, hey, what's the schedule? He goes, yeah, well, they're pretty much off the field at 10:30, and they're in the classrooms. I said, well, what's the point? I'm not going to go over there. He's actually, practices with full pads will wrap up around 11, he said, on Friday.
There you go. You can get there for a half hour.
Post-practice
not
media.
Not really worth it.
Post-practice media from 11 to 12:30 I don't really care about that.
What are you going to do, ask questions?
Yeah, I'm not doing that. So, I mean, if they were going to be out there on the field for a half hour and I could catch a half hour of it, I'd go, but I don't know if I'd be able
it's
to get
It's a pain.
That.
You have to park.
Hey, so, you already had the one-on-one with Coach Quinn a few days ago.
Yeah,
I,
my boy.
I think you're good
my
for
boy.
Now.
DQ's my boy.
Salisbury guys.
DQ they, and AP.
They stick together.
Mm-hmm.
Goals.
But apparently, JD looked good.
Well, you know, they're the obligatory first day of camp, positive reviews. We'll get into Hit the Skins at 7 o'clock a little bit and go into maybe some more detail of some of the videos that are out there. But, you know, you can't. They're just literally just dropping back and just throwing passes against air.
I mean, correct. Guys are in T-shirts and shorts, no pads, like no real hitting yet.
Yeah, I mean, it is cool. It's exciting.
Oh, it's good to see them out there.
But you just can't draw any conclusions yet.
Not yet.
No.
A little too early.
No. You did see a couple reactions from, like, what's the quarterback's coach's name? Like, Kavita or whatever his name is.
Tavita.
Well, David Blau is one of the – I think he's an assistant.
I'll double check, but I think
it's Pritchard.
Pritchard is the one that I saw. He was
did they keep him from the last three?
He was retained.
He was a holdover. Yeah. And
they didn't keep that many guys.
Animated.
I think they kept two, maybe.
Yes, Kerrigan Pritchard.
Yeah.
Maybe Pritchard.
Tavita Pritchard. He was a little animated. After a couple of his throws, he got a little fired up. So,
all right, couple other NFL news stories from yesterday in San Francisco. Brandon Ayuk, we've been talking about him for weeks. He's holding in, meaning he shows up for camp, but he doesn't actually practice.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But holding out, meaning you're not at practice at all. Trent Williams, he
so
wants.
So do you save money that way by holding in?
I think you do.
I think you save the $50,000.
It's like $50,000.
Well, that's totally what they should do.
You show up. You're in your T-shirt. You walk around. You watch your teammates sweating their Bozaks off.
Right.
And you save $50,000.
But you show that you have good will, like you want to be there to practice, right. But you just want your deal done. Is Trent Williams holding in or
no,
holding out?
No, he's holding out.
So he's dumb, and he should hold in.
So Trent Williams signed a six-year.
He's dumb.
Six-year, 130. I guess it's more of a sign that you really want. You know, to get it done. I don't know.
Well, here's
I don't know how they do that. But he signed a 6-year, $138 million deal
in
2021.
And he's only in like year three or four of it.
Right, but he's got no more guaranteed money.
No more guaranteed money.
And he sees all these other tackles getting great deals, like Christian Darrisaw, who just signed with the Vikings.
He wants his last real big bite at the apple. I mean, he's 36.
Like, yeah.
This is his last
chance. And statistically, he was the best left tackle in football.
He's at the top of his game, even though he's old.
Yeah.
He's made 11 straight Pro Bowls, for whatever that means.
He wants guaranteed money.
He wants to be G'd up because let's go out there and he shatters his kneecap. They technically don't have to pay him anything.
Right.
So right now, Williams has fallen below Darrisaw at, this is annual salary, because he's making 28.25. Penei Sewell for the Lions is making 28. Houston Texans tackle Laremy Tunsil is making 25.
Right.
Andrew Thomas for the Giants is making 23.5. Okay, so Williams is below all those guys. And Williams last year had a 96% pass block win rate, tops in the league.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, I'm the best tackle in football.
Yep.
Pay me like
exactly. I don't blame him.
G me up.
Yeah.
I don't blame him one bit.
Protect me.
That's going on.
He might have two really good years left, and that gets him to 38.
Yeah, but what if he's still playing at the highest rate? You got to keep going.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if he was the highest rate tackle at 36.
40 years old, he's going to play left tackle at 40.
Yeah, maybe.
He might. I mean, I know it's rare.
I mean, he's still at the top of his game at 36.
If he can keep performing like that, of course, you keep banking $30 million a year while you can.
Although at some point, I mean, what's the difference between $400 million and $500 million? I mean, I know you could say $100 million, but I mean,
well,
he's made so much money.
I think at one point he was business partners with Adrian Peterson, like with a gym.
Yeah,
like
he lose a bunch of dough.
I don't know. I don't know his financials, but if he's going into like joint ventures with Adrian Peterson, he needs to make as much money as possible. He
did
needs
you,
to keep banking
see,
all that dough.
Antonio Brown, who did file for bankruptcy, just had his seventh child. Seventh child. He was in the hospital. He looked happy holding the baby.
Mm-hmm.
And they say it was like a week after he was making out with Lil' Kim somewhere.
Lil' Kim.
Who looks gross now with all the plastic surgery.
He gives zero Fs on Twitter. If you follow, he doesn't care about anything.
Yeah,
he'll put anything on his Twitter.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, a couple other things in football before we move on to baseball. Vikings wide receiver Jordan Addison found himself in a quote-unquote dark place after his arrest earlier this month on suspicion of DUI.
Mm-hmm.
This was the second arrests, I believe.
He was arrested
for going 140.
Correct.
In, I don't know, 55, 65.
I mean, he claimed he had a pet emergency.
Right.
Where he was driving 140 miles per hour.
Yeah. So he's making his first public comments after the second arrest. He says, "I was surprised by the support I received. I was in a dark place. Didn't think it was going to be like that. He was feeling down, and it really uplifted him." So we'll see what happens there. So he was in a bad spot. Lamar Jackson didn't have a great day yesterday in Ravens camp, but you know he's coming
just
off
just a little sickly, right?
He was coming off a sickness. Yeah, apparently he was very sick and had to leave camp a few days ago. But I read he was only on the field for about an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Valdez, did you read that? You probably have more details.
Well, he said he went to the meetings and he seemed fine, but he got out.
And
of
he
the
got
field.
On the field, and
maybe got a little tuckered out.
He gets a yearly sickness.
Yeah.
This is pretty standard.
Yeah. Okay.
He gets training campitis where he just wants to miss a few days. Yeah.
He might be like my wife, who like every time of year she just starts sneezing and coughing.
No. It's a thing. Lamar gets sick like really bad like once a year.
It's an annual tradition.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it might
be like it's almost like a toddler.
Yeah. But it might be like an allergy thing or something. It could be an air quality thing. I don't know.
This is just me speaking. I think he has a poor diet.
Mm. You think that's it?
I think he has a poor diet. Mm.
Well, I would know. I certainly have a poor diet.
All right.
Diet's not great.
Baseball yesterday/last night. Padres pounded the Nats. They trailed 3-0 early, but then they rolled out 12 straight runs. They had 20 hits. Mitchell Parker didn't look great. Vargas, who of course, plays infield for the Nats, pitched the last inning, the ninth inning.
Seems like there's been more position players pitching lately.
If you saw the video or watched the game, it was comical. He's throwing the ball 33 miles per hour.
I saw that.
What is that? Super slow one, base hit.
They gave up two hits in the inning.
I mean, that pitch made Leivan Hernandez look like Nolan Ryan. 33 miles an hour. 33?
I don't know. It's got to be close.
I mean, it's pretty hard.
I'd say in the StatCast era, there's a chance.
You know what I mean? Like, it's so soft.
I think I threw faster than 33 at Dave and Buster's last week with my kids.
I think Michael Rubin could throw 33.
But he didn't give up any runs. Gave up a couple of hits, but they didn't score.
The position players, I saw an article about this a few weeks ago, have pitched a ton of innings in the last year or two, like relatively speaking.
Mm-hmm.
And they've done pretty good. Like, their overall ERA... it's not bad for whatever reason. The guys are going
guys
in there and they're not used to the 50 and 60 mile an hour junk.
Exactly.
Used to looking at gas coming down.
I'll never forget when Bryce Harper was here and he was trying to pander to the fans in D.C. and was walking around and he joined a softball league, like a kickball
like
league.
Down in the mall.
Yeah, and they had video of him swinging and missing.
He couldn't hit it, He couldn't hit 8 mile per hour pitches.
One of the most humiliating videos
Mike
I've
Rizzo's
ever seen.
Like, what's going on?
I would put that up there with Michael Rubin's throw. It's maybe the two most embarrassing videos I've ever seen.
You gotta get that scrubbed.
Huh?
Yeah,
I mean,
if you gotta get that scrubbed.
Look, if you're just a rando, like 40-year-old dude, and you swing and miss in softball, it's not a big deal.
You're Bryce Harper.
You gotta make contact.
It's not that bad because, like you said, if you throw 33, you're just not used to it. And if you put it high enough in the zone, like you can't really get under it to launch it out of the park.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's high enough, you just kind of throw it and pray that they'll hit it to someone.
Right. But he threw 33, gave up two hits, no runs. All right, so they lost 12-3. They will play. Jackson Merrill, by the way, local kid from Severna Park, had four hits for the Pods. That kid's just a stud. Padres, Washington today, final game of the series, a 12:05 start.
Ooh, look
early.
At that.
Early start. It'll be Dylan Cease against Patrick Corbin. Also playing at 12 o'clock today, Baltimore playing Miami. Final game of that series, Corbin Burns against Rodery Munoz. And the Orioles lost 6-3 last night.
Even though they keep losing, it doesn't matter because the Yankees keep losing.
The Yankees have lost 22 of 32. And they got pounded by Francisco Lindor, who hit two bombs last night. 12-3, the Mets are playing really well.
Does that make
Mets have won 15 of... I want to say the Mets have won 11 of 15 or 12 of 16. They're hot.
You love it when the Yankees swan dive
and
the Orioles are going south.
But the Orioles, I still think the Orioles are going to win that division. The Orioles will make a trade for a pitcher.
Mm-hmm.
They will. They started a kid, Chase McDermott, last night making his major league debut, who they got in the Trey Mancini trade from Houston. I didn't see his overall numbers. He didn't get the loss, but I guess he didn't pitch horrible. But yeah, they'll make a move or two for pitchers.
When's the deadline?
Next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday. Okay. Yeah,
midnight probably 4 o'clock next Wednesday. The Phillies lost to the Twins, so they lost that series, but Trey Turner hit another home run. In the month of July, Trey Turner, who of course was out for, he was out for a while with a hamstring injury, is hitting 360. All right, so roughly about 20 games. Mm-hmm. Is hitting 360, has 10 home runs and 22 RBIs in the month of July.
That's pretty strong.
I mean, it's... He's just putting up stupid numbers. We were talking about the NBA TV deal, and we had Mike McCarthy on yesterday, and he was breaking it down, right? And TNT had matched the Amazon deal, which is an 11-year, $76 billion deal. So we thought that TNT was probably going to get it again, but the NBA said, the Kemba them, and they said, no, we're taking the Amazon / ESPN / ABC deal.
We're taking that
even though TNT is supposedly out. Matched. They just decided.
TNT matched it.
They just want to go on with the future. I guess
TNT's pissed. I mean, I don't know
they
the legalities because they matched the deal. So they think that they should be awarded it. And I don't know how that all works. I have to talk to a lawyer about that. Mm-hmm. But the NBA is not signing with TNT. They're going with Amazon Prime, ESPN, and ABC.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
They should be pissed.
Yeah, well,
if you're a long-time partner.
4 decades.
You're a long-time partner, you know, 30 to 40 years, and you match a competing offer, and you go with the new guys? That's an insult.
That's what they're doing.
It's insulting.
And so this will be the final year of TNT's NBA deal.
Yeah.
All right, when we come back, we're going to get into the press conference of the new UCLA head football coach. EB, you should have an eye on UCLA this fall. That's where your guy Eric Bieniemy is the offensive coordinator.
For Deshaun Foster.
We'll get into Deshaun Foster's presser at Big Ten Media Day. You don't want to miss that. If you missed it yesterday, we'll play it next here on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.